Welcome to LiveWire, the Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
A beautiful Sunday to each one and all. And truly, yet again, I'm so happy to join you this time around or in whatever time zone you are in. So I'd like to kind of just invite you to enter this opportunity of worship by listening to God's Word and just enjoy the time together as we learn and allow the Holy Spirit to convict us all together and speak to us in a manner that is not only personal, but at the same time, visional, meaning that may the Lord allow us to see the things that are ahead. So before we continue on any further, may I invite you to join me in a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much yet again for this beautiful opportunity that we can come to you and just worship you and just give you all the praise and the thanksgiving for the days that has been and for the days that are yet to be. Thank you, Lord God, that as we journey on to yet again another fantastic opportunity to delve into your word, that you would nurture our inner man, Lord God, our lonely soul, Lord God, our spirits that need, Lord, the touch of your presence. So thank you so much for this beautiful time yet again in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let me just kind of kick off this time of discussion with that phrase that many of you probably has heard many, many times around. And that phrase is referring to this particular statement, too good to be true. Let me say it again, too good to be true. I think for so much a time, or for the longest time, that statement, you know, has been kind of, you know, the discussion in many different areas of discipline, whether it's in the financial sector or in marketing or particularly in the marketplace. And even today in churches, it is something that we kind of need to be very, very cautious with, because true enough that there are things that are sometimes too good to be true. And how do you know that it is too good to be true? When it's easy, when it brings in so much or rakes in so much promise or result? I mean, you have to be very, very cautious because, you know, as they would say, there is always something in return, okay, that you would have to pay in order to achieve it. So this morning, I'd like to talk to you about a subject matter I have entitled, okay, Deceptive and Dangerous Alternatives. Let me say that again, Deceptive and Dangerous Alternatives. So as we continue on, let me begin with this particular discussion in mind. Okay, kung titingnan po natin, there are a lot or a number of tension areas that we encounter almost every day, day in and day out. Okay, and understand one thing, that in any given setting, our heart is prone to wonder and easily enticed and deceived. Hindi po natin pwedeng sabihin na nakapag-aral ako, matanda na ako, alam ko na yung tama at mali. At kahit na nga malimit tayo ay nagpe-pray, tayo malimit na sa church, may mga pagkakataon pa rin na minsan tayo po ay nayayakag o naiinganyo ng mga bagay na, kagaya ng sinabi ko kanina, too good to be true. Now, as we continue on, we need to understand that, let me just make use of this mnemonic, you know, hard, okay? Ang puso po ng tao, I mean, you and I, as we all know it, I mean, alam natin ito, that, you know, we have the tendency towards, you know, kind of pretending or masking ourselves with the truth, or from the truth, I should say. Na sometimes our heart is, you know, lured into hypocrisy, into animosity, into a rebellious sense of mind, or even at times, even defiant. Yung umu-oo tayo, pero sa ating isipan, I think, in your dreams, parang ganun, no? The book of Jeremiah went on to say this, and I've used this reference many, many times yet again, okay? The heart is deceitful, sabi dito, above all things and beyond cure. Okay? Sabi niya, who can understand or understand it? At sa pagpapatuloy natin, I'd like to kind of follow through by saying, man is prone to wonder and live the God that he loves. Meron po tayong, kumbaga, tendency. Or meron po tayong, kumbaga, blind spot na minsan hindi natin naiiwasan, at pag hindi natin ito nambantayan o namanmanan. No? The thing is this, we are lured into something that is yet again unpleasing to the Lord, or for the most part of us, will draw us away from the very, very fellowship of God. So as we continue on with this, now let me kind of just highlight some of the challenges, you know, that we have to kind of almost always contend with. There is always the challenge to do right. And it begins with this, okay? When we are confronted, you know, with a situation that we can either choose between hypocrisy or honesty, okay? Would you rather tell the truth or simply just mask the truth with what you would simply call a lie? Another thing is between corruption and purity. No, would you cheat? Would you defile yourself? Okay, would you cheat on your spouse? You know, just to kind of ease up your loneliness or vice versa. Okay, so would you choose to be pure instead of being corrupted? Or another probably area will be the area of would you be loyal? Okay, or would you rebel? Especially at times when you do not probably like the leadership that you are in, you know, kind of in the circle of, hindi mo nagugustuhan yung palakad ng company mo, hindi mo nagugustuhan yung church setting mo, etc., etc. Hindi ka tipong masaya sa ministry mo, parang lagi na lang ikaw yung napagbubuntunan ng sisi. Would you choose to be loyal or would you choose to be defiant and rebel in the end? And another thing is probably, would you, as I've said in continuation, be defiant or evident? Susunod ka ba o magre-rebelde ka o parang sumusunod ka, ibig sabihin, pero hindi ka naman talaga taus-pusong, okay, nagpapasakop. So these are the questions. And lastly is, would you allow pride instead of humility to lead you? Because, you know, pride comes in many forms, okay? And we have to understand that this is actually the very, kumbaga, blueprint of destruction. Now, understand this. No, time and again, I've taught this. I've kind of spoken about it. That I said that skill will get you to the top. All right. Let me say that again. Skill will get you to the top, but it is integrity and character that will allow you to remain there. In short, you know, talagang makakarating ka naman sa malayo o malayo ang mararating mo at may mga achievement kang maaabot. Pero hindi po ibig sabihin na malat na abot mo yon, mahusay ka na. Because kung hindi ka mag-iingat, chances are you will draw back or for the most part of it, experience what I would call a backlash. Now, understand this, that, you know, most of the time, one of the character flaws that are often visible or madalas natin nakikita, okay, sa larangan ng iba't ibang, you know, kumbaga disiplina, whether, as I've said, you are in the religious setting or in the secular setting, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, ang pinag-uusapan po dito, hindi kung nasa church ka o nasa trabaho ka o nasa paaralan ka, but the real discussion here is, in any given setting, who are you as a believer? Because at the end of the day, if you are not careful, you will find yourself competing or trying to be, you're raising, and as they would call the rat race as a whole, you know, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, in yung kumbaga Americans lang, you know, na gusto mo ring yumaman, gusto mo ring ahead ka, magkabahay at kotse ka, you know, the lure, and you know, no, sabi nga ni Jesus, you know, the common temptations comes in this three form, okay? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and eventually the pride of life. So as we continue to kind of deal with this everyday drawback that we experience at times, okay, in the middle of such character flaw is what I would call insecurity. The reason why people are competing, wanting to be better than others, because in reality, they want to prove something because deep inside them, they are not happy with who they are. And let me just say this. At the end of the day, insecurity incubates indifference that leads to envy, jealousy, and eventually to the ruin of the individual. Now, furthermore, okay, individuals with a fractured self-worth will always compete to gain respect. Okay, this is just a classic sign, okay, of insecurity. Makikita po natin na pag madalas, okay, madali kang masaktan, madali kang mapikon, madali kang, kumbaga, maapektuhan. Kasi nga, may gusto kang patunayan, ayaw mo na nasasaling yung pagkatao mo, you know? But in reality, is it really yung ikaw ang may problema? Or yung mga nakapalibot sa'yo, I should say, or ikaw talaga because you are not happy with who you really are. So, at the end of the day, we begin to understand the truth of the matter be said. Na sabi niya na, if you do not control your attitude in the end, it'll control you. Okay? Kung hindi po natin alam kung paano natin turuan, swituhin, pigilan, at for the most part of it, ay bantayan yung ating mga ugali, it will almost always lead us into a predicament or, you know, a situation that could probably lead to further escalation of an already tensionable situation. So, sa ating pagpapatuloy, tandaan po ninyo na behind all this, you have to understand all the devil has to do is kind of orchestrate something, okay, to put you in that situation of vulnerability. Ibig sabihin, alam ng kaaway ang kahinaan mo kung very poor ang temper mo, o kung may problema ka, okay, sa mga, kumbaga, opposite sex, kung may problema ka sa substance, kung may problema ka sa, you know, pride, may problema ka sa, you know, material things. Alam ng kaaway what you are made of, okay? The only thing that he cannot really go in and out or sift through is the content of your heart. Only God knows the content of your heart. So, at the end of the day, makikita natin the very context of deception is in this particular framework. Kung makikita po natin, the devil for many, many, many years, okay, since time immemorial, eka nga, no? Since the creation of this world that we know today, the devil has found an organized way, okay, to sow seeds of deception and confusion in the hearts of men. Alam po ng kaaway kung paano kanya, kumbaga, i-dadalhin, no? Or i-dadaong tungo sa isang patibong towards a particular temptation or a trap. Okay? So, understand one thing. We live these days, okay, in a time and season where the lure of, okay, secularism and materialism floods every aspect of our society. Now, we have gone digital, we have gone, kumbaga, you know, high-tech in our current day and age, okay? And makikita po natin na karamihan ng mga kabataan ngayon, particularly, okay, those that are already considered as the Z generation and the upcoming Alpha generation, these are the generations that you need to watch out for because they are highly technical and digital and very much well-versed and in tune or updated with what is happening worldwide because of the internet. But at the same time, the generation that we perceive to be highly technological, okay, and kumbaga, in terms of connectivity, is greatly connected, is ironically, emotionally disconnected. So, this is the irony now. Okay? What we know today as society, as we call it, is governed by principalities and mindsets, no? And, you know, so much to say, you know, quoting from Paul, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. This is roaming around, you know. Yes, we are highly digital, but we cannot deny the fact that there are spiritual beings out there waiting to lure us into a trap. So, kung titingnan po natin, you know, secularism actually is, you know, kind of a mindset that kind of detaches religious, you know, or religiosity, not religiosity as a sin, but the concept of religion, the concept of God, that, you know, including the precepts and the guidelines that it offers, you know, to have nothing to do, okay, with what man, okay, is currently into right now. So that particular mindset, you know, of detaching God from the equation and man is becoming more materialistic as we know it today is actually, you know, kumbaga, a precursor of, you know, something that would or could lead into ruin. So kung titingnan po natin dito, no, let me just give you a short background or definition of, you know, secularism. Sabi niya, secularism is the principle of separation of state, you know, from religious institutions, no? And this is this particular mindset or worldview. Na sabi niya, there is actually indifference or rejection of exclusion of religion and religious consideration. In short, you know, this is a cry to just take God and the idea of God out of the equation, you know, of how man lives today. So, kung titingnan po natin, this kind of, in a sense, frees an individual, no, from the very concept, okay, of being accountable as a being, okay? So, kung babalikan natin in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and John 10:10, these are very powerful scriptures that captivates exactly how we ought to treat the season and the situations like this that we are into right now. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, very powerfully, Paul went on to say, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So dito pa lang po, no, this is a contra, I mean, kumbaga a right, kumbaga direct, I should say, kumbaga opposition to the concept of secularism. Sabi niya, lahat ng mga bagay na nagmimistulang, okay, kumbaga pananaw, na maaring magsabi o maghayag na mas higit pa sa, kumbaga, pangangasiwan ng Diyos, I mean, we are opposing that, right? God is on top of everything. And sabi niyo, we take every okay thought to make it obedient to Christ. Rather, we should think in the concept of how Christ would. And again, John gave us a very, very good spiritual picture here, okay? Sabi niya, the thief, referring to the enemy, comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But sabi ni Lord, I have come that you might have life and life to the fullest. Habang pinagnanakawan ka ng kaaway, habang gusto kang patayin ng kaaway at eventually sirain ka, ang pangako naman ng Diyos ay para bigyan ka ng buhay. So, which are you supposed to choose? I mean, that's left onto your heads. So, as we continue on further, my dear brothers and sisters, let us continue to reinforce our discussion with a statement in the book of Philippians chapter 3. Okay? Sabi ni Paul, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to yet have taken hold of it. Okay? But one thing I do, I love that statement, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, and sabi niya, straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward, okay, in Christ. Now, I know you have heard this statement often perhaps, or preach on us. But I'd like to focus on that statement that kind of refers to that one thing. Okay? Kung titingnan po natin dito, sabi ni Paul, if you will capture the very idea of Paul, sabi niya, hindi ko ikinukonsider yung sarili ko o binibilang yung aking sarili na nakapagtapos na o nakarating na. Pero kung meron man akong patuloy na hinahangad o ginagawa, I press on. Okay? Why don't you say that with me right now, wherever you are? Say, I press on. Okay, contrary to what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to quit. The enemy wants you to stop. The enemy wants you to give up. But rather, Paul is encouraging you, press on. Sabi ni Paul, I press on. Patungo saan? Okay? Ganito naman yung relationship ko. Ganito naman yung sitwasyon ko. How do I press on? Not towards that relationship just alone. Or hindi lang yun ang goal mo to make that relationship work. Okay? Or to make that particular church thing work. But your goal is to press on towards God. Okay? The pressing on towards God, and Paul calls that to be the one thing. The one thing that God has called you to do. Okay? Continue nyo, Paul is specifically saying, I am focusing on one thing and the call of God. That's the very point. What is the call of God to you, my dear friends? Ano ang panawagan ng Panginoon sa iyo sa panahong ito? Now, understand this. Always focus on that one thing, okay, that God has called you to do. Okay, that is your priority. That is the purpose of your life. Okay, maybe you have not fully made sense of it. But as you continue to seek it, as you continue to pursue it, you will soon arrive to whatever that one thing God wants you to receive. So sa pagpapatuloy po natin, no? Makikita natin that most of the time, we see ourselves, our churches, our family, our businesses, on a spiritual deadlock. Now, mind you, let me qualify. Hindi lang basta deadlock na parang walang nangyayari sa relationship ko, parang walang nangyayari sa church ko, parang walang nangyayari sa business ko. You have to understand, everything that happens to us, no? There is a spiritual, kung tayo, fan tayo ng Marvel, no? Fan tayo ng mga, kumbaga, yung mga fiction, you know, they talk about a multiverse, you know, a parallel, you know, kumbaga, you know, dimension. But, you know, that is an idea, you know, that they have. But in our case, it's not just a parallel dimension. It's not just, kumbaga, a multiverse or another time and setting. But rather, when we talk about spiritual deadlock, there is the spiritual, okay, reality that's happening. Apart from what we hold and touch that's present right now, there is the spiritual reality that's happening. And sabi niya dito, it is a sad reality that many church potentials, sabi niya, in forfeit, okay? Potentials in forfeit. Okay, their opportunity of becoming great influencers because they choose comfort over their God-given calling. Okay? We forfeit in. No? Kung titignan po natin dito, pumapasok tayo sa pag-aataon na kung saan napapawalang bisa po yung ipinagkaloob o ihinilalaan sa atin ng Panginoon. The church has been passive and silent for a time, you know, as a result. Now is her season to arise. But until we made sense of this, okay, I remember William Barclay, you know, one time, and I quote, sabi po niya, "The tragedy of life and of the world is not that men do not know God." Okay? The tragedy is that knowing Him, they still insist on doing their own way. Eh, totoo po ito eh. Ang ating mga pagkukulang, hindi po dahil hindi alam ng sangkatauhan kung sino ang Diyos. Or hindi dahil hindi natin kilala si Kristo. Or hindi natin kilala kung sino ang Diyos na pinaglilingkuran natin. Ang pagkukulang natin is yung pagkakataon po na kung saan alam at kilala natin na ang Diyos naririto naman, na ang Diyos hindi tayo pababayaan, pero bukod doon sa katotohanan ng yaon, no? What we do is we still insist on doing what we perceive to be right. So, nag-harimonan tayo. Anong ibig sabihin? Na nagsasamantala tayo na, you know, akala natin pag nagtrabaho tayo ng longer hours, lalo tayong pagpapalain, sabi nga nila, di ba? Kasi, you know, totoo nga naman, pag ikaw magsusumikap, yun ang payo ng madalas eh. But that is very, kumbaga, earthbound. You have to understand, I've said, I think in the, you know, a couple of sermons ago, that, you know, God's favor can do more in a moment than your entire skill set put together in a lifetime. In short, alam niyo po, kung talagang ang Diyos ay pagpapalain ang ginagawa mo, no? Kahit na, sabi nga sa Book of Psalms 127, kahit na natutulog ka, pinagpapala ka pa rin. No? Sa kabila nung sinabi ni Haggai naman, no, sa kanya pong sulat na sinabi po niya sa kanyang sinulat, no, na you know, parang kang naglalagay ng pagpapala o ng kumbaga ng kita mo sa isang karpetang butas na nilalagyan mo pero hindi mo napupuno kasi butas ang iyong sisidlan. Let's just continue on further with this. Now, let me begin with making you understand one important truth. Every day, the moment you wake up, and even while you're sleeping, there is a heavenly collision up there. Sabi nga ni Paul, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and ruler of darkness in high places." In short, in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of what we call as the unseen, something is happening, right? There's a spiritual battle that's going on. Okay? Now, you have to understand that every calling will be challenged and every commitment will be tested. Anong ibig sabihin? It's not enough for us to accept Jesus and go to church and watch church online or just say amen and participate. Hindi po pwedeng ganun eh. Because as they would say, you know, the Lord did not only call you, okay, to save you. The Lord called you to be a part of His great army, right? He called you to be a witness. And the enemy knows that. That God's, you know, saving grace is not, you know, exclusive or limited to only the salvation of men, but rather to use the men and women who comes to the Lord as a witness to the world. And the only way for you, you know, classic ito, no? Kahit sa mga gangster movie o sa pelikula, makikita natin sa totoong buhay, alam nyo, the only way for you, okay, kumbaga, to silence your witness is iligpit mo sila. No? Parang gano'n, ibig sabihin, kidnapin mo, ipapatay mo. That's the only way for you to silence the witness because if the witness is silent, there is no argument that will stand in court. Parang gano'n ng kaaway yun eh. Kaya papatahimikin ka talaga ng kaaway. Talagang susubukin ng kaaway kung gaano ka katatag. You know? Your calling will be challenged and your commitment will be tested. Kaya nga sabi po ni Paul, we demolish arguments. Okay? The first thing that we argue with are not the physical things. There are a couple of things that we need to understand. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of Christ. Yung mga bagay na nagmumukhang importante, do not be lured to the temptation of the urgent versus the important, to the short term versus the long term. Because the world will give you two things, those that are urgent and those that are short term. But the things of God are most likely important and long term. So kung titingnan po natin dito, sabi ni Paul, okay? we hold everything captive. Okay, we take things captive, every thought, to make it obedient to Christ. Minsan sasabihin siya ng pagkakataon, wala na Saul, no? Wala na yan, no? That won't work anymore. Yeah, that is exactly what your situation will tell you. But you know, behind the situation, God is able. God is powerful. God is doing something. Not because you're not seeing something in the physical that God is not doing anything in the spiritual. Okay, don't be mistaken. We have to settle, okay, with the truth. Ano yun? One must settle in his heart the pursuit he'll commit to obey, or he'll always be unsettled. In short, hindi ka mapapakali kung hindi mo talaga sisinupin, hindi mo talaga bubulayin, no? You're not gonna sift through really and, kumbaga, decide what is truly important in your life. And sabi nga ni Paul, that upward call of God, that is the one thing, that is the only thing that should be important in your life. Okay, in short, kung yung bagay na yun, mawawala din lamang sa'yo, anong sabi ng Panginoon, what shall profit a man if, even if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? So, that is the question of the day. So, as we continue on further with this particular discussion, choose to please an audience of one. Anong ibig sabihin? Don't please people. When I say choose to please an audience of one, ang isa lang talaga na dapat napapagalak natin, you know, bukod sa, okay, may mga magsasabi sa atin, with flattering words, ang galing naman yan, pastor, ang galing naman yun, bro, ang ganda naman, etc. I mean, that's good. I mean, yes. But until you know in your spirit that you have pleased God, you should never settle in what you hear or with what you hear. Your desire to change in the end, sabi nito, must be greater than your desire to stay the same. In short, the greatest motivator that you will have to have is not only because you want to change, but that you should be discontent with what you are seeing right now. Because unless you are discontent with what you see right now, you will never aspire to pursue that one thing that God is asking you to pursue. So, ito na, no? We have to understand that the devil works in what I would call a diabolic scheme. In the book of John chapter 10, very clearly said here, okay? Sabi niya, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Now, very clear po sa statement na yun. Now, it gives us a very good picture, no? The three important areas of contention that we should identify. Number one, sabi niya doon, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Let me just kind of paraphrase that. The enemy has three agendas, okay, that he'd like to see happen in your life. And this is how he approach it. Number one, the enemy disrupts. Okay? The enemy steals. At paano po, paano ka i-istorbo yun? Parang ikaw, naglalakad ka sa palengke, mamamalengke ka, tapos maya-maya, biglang naramdaman mo, i-snatch yung bag mo. Someone kind of snatch your bag. Okay? Your plan of, you know, a very good market time or buying, you know, fresh produce is suddenly kind of disrupted. Okay? Everything is put on hold. Bakit? Someone just kind of, okay, took your bag away from you. So, disruption happens. At nangyayari po yan sa relationship, nangyayari po yan sa pag-aaral, nangyayari po yan sa ating mga churches, nangyayari po yan sa ating mga plano. Now, if you are not sensitive and you are not very much kona particular with the plan of God in your life, then you are gonna be disrupted easily. Konting bagay lang, konting kibot lang, konting urgent na bagay lang, nagpapanik ka na, hysterical ka na pa kaagad-agad. Okay? Pangalawa, the enemy misdirects. Anong ibig sabihin? Hindi lahat ng akala mo mainam tama. Okay? Understand this. In the book of Proverbs, the author of the wisdom literature, sabi niya dito is, okay, there is a road that seems right unto a man, but the end is destruction. Okay, destruction. Bakit nga? Kasi actually akala mo tama eh. Sino na po sa atin, no? Okay, I know it's weird, but would you raise your hands? Sino po sa atin ngayon yung mga nabiktima na ng akala? Right? Akala ko kasi mabait. Akala ko kasi ito na yun. Akala ko yung pala hindi. Mali pala. Right? Now, I remember, you know, a couple of years back, now we came from a GLS event in Alabang, no? And we were going home, you know, and it was traffic. And of course, I was in the front, Edger was driving, and we were like looking at our Google map, you know, and suddenly, you know, Edger took an early right turn. No, sa map nakalagay po doon, nandoon pa rin kami sa tamang daan. Until the road separated, and we realized that the expressway is on our left, and we are actually traversing on a service road on the right. So minsan akala mo nasa tamang daan ka eh. Pero sa bandang huli, naililigaw ka na pala. Hindi lahat ng mukhang mabait, ng mukhang mainam, ng mukhang galing sa Panginoon ay galing sa Panginoon talaga. Sabi doon, even, okay, sabi nito, the enemy, okay, disguises himself as an angel of light. No wonder, sabi niya, his ministers can disguise themselves too, right? So the enemy can misdirect. Hindi lahat ng mukhang pagpapala, no? Hindi lahat ng opportunity, hindi lahat ng pagkakataon, hindi lahat blessing. You have to be very, very cautious because it might be a misdirection. And eventually, after the enemy has disrupted the plan of God in your life, has taken you to a place and misdirected you, nandito ka dapat, dito ka dinala ng kaaway, doon po nangyayari yung mga tinatawag nating assaults of the enemy or ambushes of the enemy. Right? He isolates you. Tandaan niyo to. Bantayan niyo to, ha? Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, bantayan niyo to sa buhay niyo, mga magulang at kapatid, no? Hindi lahat ng plano na pinaplano mo mangyayari nang naaayon sa kagustuhan mo. Minsan akala mo, yun na yun, no? The enemy will disrupt you. The enemy will misdirect you. And then hanggang later on, nakita mo na, oops, malayo na ako sa Panginoon. And then binubugbog ka na ng kaaway at wala nang makatulong sa'yo kasi napalayo ka na eh. Isolation is one of the most obvious assaults of the enemy. Anong gagawin niya? Pag ikaw na ilayo ka na, anything that separates you from your former, okay, moving in God, dati, fiery ka sa Panginoon, involved ka sa ministry, I mean, kahit na papano, mahirap ang buhay, nakakaraos ka naman, masaya ka doon, pero ngayon, maganda nga ang buhay mo, you are well provided, comfortable ang buhay mo, pero malayo ka na sa ministry mo, malayo ka na doon sa tinawag ng Panginoon na gawain para sa'yo. Now, mag-ingat ka. Because the next thing that will happen, things will begin to go wrong. And the enemy will begin to manifest and you will see his direct assaults. Your businesses will begin to go haywire. Magkaagulo-gulo yung pamilya mo. Magkaaroon. Guys, do not be lured to that particular assault. So, makikita po natin dito. One's inability to recognize and discern these deceitful tactics can result to a spiritual sterility. Mababaog ka eh. Diba? Hindi ka na nagbubunga, wala ka ng ministry. You know, akala mo, hindi, pastor, sandali lang to, mga isang araw lang to, mga dalawang linggo lang to. Taon ka na pala dyan. Hindi mo namamalayan. Be careful. Because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. He comes to disrupt, misdirects, and assaults. So, as we continue on, I'm gonna discuss that particular subject matter one after the other. Unang-una, the thief comes to steal. Okay? Ano ang unang-unang nanakawin sa iyo ng kaaway? The joy of your salvation. Okay? The joy of your salvation. Nanakawin po niya yung galak na nagmumula sa relasyon mo sa Panginoon. At one of the easiest way to steal that. Paano po, kumbaga, tinan niyo to, paano po lumalamig ang isang relationship? Kaya nga, you know, bihira, ano, hindi ko nilalahat. Pero yung mga long distance na relationship, malimit hindi nagtatagal eh. Bakit? Kasi hindi na kayo malimit. Una, linggo-linggo kayo nag-uusap o araw-araw kayo nag-uusap, maya-maya, linggo-linggo, maya-maya, buwan-buwan, hanggang sa later on, wala na. Why? Because the further you are apart, okay? The further you are apart, the harder you will be able to build the relationship. That's why I always say, in times of this difficult time seasons, okay, the best way to survive is connect, and only connect. Okay? Why? Kasi alam ng kaaway, pag naihiwalay ka, kahit na po sa, okay, sa African wilderness or sa any given wilderness, no? Na kung saan nagkaaroon po yung, kumbaga, the prey and the predator, okay, situation. Alam po ng mga predator, okay? No, halimbawa, a lion, no? Kumbaga, a scouting a herd of gazelle, okay? Hindi po nila hinahanap yung pinakamalakas, hindi nila hinahanap kung sino yung pinaka okay, visible doon. Minamanmanan po nila yung nawawalay po doon sa karamihan, because we all know this kahit sa ating mga okay, mga you know, human beings. You know, there is safety in numbers. Kaya pag nahihiwalay ka, napakalaki ng okay, ng possibility that you will eventually lose it. Because the enemy will cloud your purpose. At the end of the day, alam nyo, pag yung hindi mo na madalas nakakausap, hindi mo na madalas nakakaulayaw, parang yung idea na lang sila. They're just an idea. Yeah, kaibigan ko yan. Yeah, oh, pastor ko yan. Oh, church ko yan. Hanggang later on, hindi ka na nagko-communicate, hindi ka na nakikipag-pray, hindi ka na nagsusupport, hindi ka na nagtatight. And you have to understand, these are the very things that protects you. Okay? Amen? So kung titingnan po natin dito, a faulty or fuzzy understanding of calling can lead to confusion and misdirection. Paano ka na ililigaw? Okay? Pag hindi mo po alam, no, kamot ka ng ulo, hindi mo alam, saan nga ba kami? Nasaan na kami? Pag hindi mo alam yung daan, hindi mo alam kung saan ka patungo, malimit maliligaw ka. Kaya nga, unang gagawin ng kaaway sa'yo is, you know, he will propose to you a detour. Dito ka muna. O, Deo, dito ka muna. No? Sol, dito ka muna. Alright? BJ, dito ka muna. So, akala mo okay, no? Akala mo okay yung mga tinatahak mo. Hanggang later on, it manifests. And how do you know that this is not from the Lord? Because it steals your time. Sabi ko nga, how do you know? The easiest way for you to know and measure your priority. The easiest. The most visible. Number one, whatever steals your time or whatever you spend your time the most, gadgets, work, okay, money, whatever it is that requires the most of your time, and you give your time to that, yun ang priority mo. Eh, Pastor, mahal ko naman ng Panginoon, nagdi-devotion naman ako, totoo yun. Pero, gano'ng katagal ka nag-devotion? Gano'ng katagal talagang sumaliksik sa Panginoon? Okay? Kasi alam mo, pag ikaw sinaliksik mo ang Panginoon, hindi lang magkakaroon kayo ng fellowship ng Panginoon eh. Tutunguhin ka ng Lord kung ano dapat ang gawain mo, because the Lord did not only call you to pray. The Lord called you to be a minister, to be of service. Ano sabi ni Paul? No? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you offer yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of service. Or worship in other translation, which is vis-a-vis the word letrohia, which means worship. In short, you cannot worship God without serving God. That's baloney. Yung panunood mo lang, pasintabi po, hindi ko po sinasabing wala po, hindi ka po kayo nag-worship. Pero kung ang worship po, idea natin ng worship is pumalakpak, mag-attend ng Sunday streams, manood ng YouTube na services natin, that's not worship. That's just part of worship. Worship is serving God. And how do you serve God these days? You cannot simply serve God by watching us online. You have to be connected. You have to join the squads. You have to support the ministry. You have to allow your time, treasure, talent, and most likely your witness, your testimony to be visible. That's what worship is really about. So, unang-una, anuman yung nag-i-spend, numanakaw ng time mo, yun ang iyong priority. Pangalawang priority mo, na malalaman mo kung ano man yung numanakaw o hindi man numanakaw pero pinagkakagastusan mo ng marami. Tingnan mo ngayon yung budget mo, kapatid, no? Gumawa ka ng audit. Lahat ng expenses mo saan pumunta? Yung pinakamalaking expense mo, yun ang kumakain. And this is even exactly what I'd like to challenge not only our churches, our admin, you know, kind of managers, our ministers. Tingnan po natin maigi. Right? Do not be misdirected. What are the real assets of ministry? It's not the money. Second to God, it's the people. Especially beginning with the people who serves. If you love God, you love the people that serve. If you serve God, you love the people that God died for. Pero ano ang kumbaga, kumakain ng resources mo, ng time mo? I hope that you would not hate me after this sermon. But that's the truth. The enemy comes to steal. Because Kung hindi mo po mamamalayan, yes, pastor, pwede naman akong bumalik. Oo naman, pwede ka naman bumalik. Pero meron kang isang bagay na hindi na maibabalik. Dalawang bagay, I should say. Unang-una, yung time. Hindi mo na maibabalik yung time. Yung panahon na ginugol mo na nag-detour ka, hindi mo na maibabalik yun. Wala na yun. Pangalawa, hindi mo na maibabalik yung opportunity. Yung isang bagay na iniwan mo, pag binalikan mo, baka wala na. Okay, so tandaan natin, walang pagsisisi sa unahan. Dear brothers in the Lord and sisters, you have to understand that the enemy does not only come to steal from you, but he plans to kill you. May plano ang kaaway na patayin ka. Ano yung pinapatay niya? Hindi lamang physical. Understand this, you know, to kill you physically is just one way of killing you. But the best way to really kill you is kill everything about you. Kill not only your physical body, kill your influence, kill your witness, kill your opportunity to be, kumbaga, an instrument of God. The enemy will kill, unang-una, you by extinguishing your passion. Okay? The enemy will extinguish your passion. Bakit mamaya-maya? Dahil nga sabi ko sa'yo, nawala ka na. Yung priority mo, iba na yung focus mo, iba na yung direction mo, ano? Anong mangyayari? Unting-unting manlalamig yung passion mo. Dati mainit na mainit ka sa ministry. Pastor, saan tayo ngayon? Tatawagan mo na ako. Tatawagan mo na yung mga kapatid. Panginoon, practice tayo. You know, excited ka ngayon, hindi ka na excited. Sa ibang bagay ka na excited. Bakit? Kasi, kapatid, mag-ingat ka. Wala na yung passion mo. Wala na yung passion mo sa Panginoon. Yes, sinasabi mo, hindi, mahal ko pa naman ang Panginoon. Oh, tingnan mo yung ginagawa mo. Kung talagang mahal mo ang Panginoon, parang ganito eh. Kung mahal mo yung isang tao, malimit yung panahon mo, nandun. Malimit yun ang bukang bibig mo. Pakinggan mo yung sarili mo ngayon. Sino malimit ang iyong binabanggit? Dati ang binabanggit mo palagi, alam mo, nakaka-bless yung ministry namin. Alam mo, nagpunta kami dito. Alam mo, mininisteran ko tong batang ito. Yun ang mga kwento mo eh. Pakinggan mo yung kwento mo ngayon. Grabe, no? Ito yung business natin, no? Ito yung relationship ko. Ito yun, kung ano yung madalas na lumalabas sa bibig mo ngayon, yun ang laman ng puso mo. So the enemy will extinguish your passion. Once passion is snuffed, no, parang yung pandina na hinipan, the ability to inspire and innovate will be stopped and the desire to advance will be halted. Ma'am, papansin mo, malalamig yung passion mo, yung nagagawa mo sa ministry, wala na. Asan na ngayon ang squad mo? Asan na ngayon ang dating ina-attendan mo? Dati excited ka. Dear ministers, I appeal to you today. Yes, you are in ministry, but really watch yourself. Watch your passion. Are you just doing it because it's your job? What's your initiative? Nag-attend ka pa naman ng meeting. Pero nagko-contribute ka ba sa meeting? Come on. Huwag na tayo maglokohan. We know who we are. Kaya nga sabi ko, the heart is prone to wander. If you're not gonna guard it, if you're gonna keep coming to God, connecting to God, day in, day out, every day, eventually, yung every day, naging every week, naging every month, hanggang wala na. So, you have to understand one thing. The enemy will kill that passion, and once that passion is killed, eventually, your ministry, eventually, your calling is destroyed. At the end of the day, the thief destroys. Okay? Sabi niya, the enemy will freeze your influence. Wala na. Laka ng influence. Oh, may pera ka. Oh, naman, laki ng business mo eh. Laki ng kita. Pero may influence ka pa ba? Your greatest legacy will not be your money in the bank. Will not be the portfolios that you hold on your, okay, kumbaga, rank. Hindi yun. Ang greatest asset mo, kapatid, ay yung mga buhay, okay, na na-influence ng witness mo. So, kung titignan po natin dito, the enemy will freeze your influence until you have none. Once purpose and passion is compromised, sabi niyo dito, okay, the once impact that you have, yung impact mo dati, okay, plateaus and diminished. Okay? Yung dating impact na meron ka, the once impact that you have, dun sa mga nakapalibot sa'yo, okay, ba, ganun na. Okay, so, kung titignan po natin ito as we kind of climax this, I'm about to end. The challenge is this. Wake up every day, seeking God, and saying, I trust you, Lord, and I put my hope in you. If this sermon is calling you to repentance because you have lost your focus, by all means, do it. This is a time for you to trust in God and hope in the Lord. I would not deny that there were times that I thought of just doing it according to my own way of thinking and my own way, but the Lord would rebuke me. And the Lord would ask me to stay still. And the very words that I hear always is trust and hope. Trust and hope. I said, Lord, let's do it now. And God would say, trust. Not now. Okay, and the other day I posted in my Facebook page, sabi ko doon, the greatest breakthrough or breakthrough is best achieved when something is done according to God's way or God's will, okay? Something performed, you know, in His way and done in His own time. God's way, God's will, God's time. Hope in the Lord. It will come. So kung titingnan po natin ito, pursue wisdom and heed, okay, the Spirit's conviction. That's the only way. Minsan parang wala eh. Parang ang bagal, parang ang tagal. But understand this, God's silence is not absence. If you don't see God moving in the physical, that means He's moving in the spiritual. Learn to wait. And understand this, James 4:6, but He gives us more grace. Okay? That is why the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Remember when Paul came to the Lord and he said, Lord, take this thorn in the flesh away from me. Now, that is a very personal prayer. Eventually, Paul, you know, kind of begins to feel, okay, the drawback of his physical illnesses. And he came to the Lord. Siguro, Paul was thinking, I don't know. Probably he's thinking, Lord, total naman, nagmi-minister naman ako. Siguro naman hindi ako makapagpakaitan ng miracle na to. But the Lord said, my grace is made perfect in your weakness. Mga kapatid, it's all about God's grace. Every day we live by grace. And understand this, let me repeat it again. God's favor can do more in a moment than all your skill put together in a lifetime. So do not be deceived. Do not allow the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy what God has called you to do. Because the enemy will disrupt, the enemy will misdirect, and eventually the enemy will assault you the moment you are entirely separated from what God is doing. I will continue this next week. And I'm going to talk about loyalty and honor. Because I know that at the end of the day, what will really make us survive is when we trust, okay, in God and hope in God. And as we continue to serve in your honor and humility, with loyalty in our hearts, we will see God's working happening in our lives. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful day. I pray that you would allow your Holy Spirit to continue to work in our lives, and that you would continue, Lord God, to just enlighten us. And if there are areas in our lives, Lord God, where we worry, where we are anxious, where we are sometimes confused and at a loss, allow us, Lord God, to just come to you. Because when we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Forgive us from our shortcomings or drawbacks, and just allow your Holy Spirit to work in us. And we just commit to you the days that will be, and we give you all glory and honor and praise in Christ's name. And everybody said, Amen. I hope you enjoyed the message. I will see you again next Sunday. Have a good week ahead of you. Shalom.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.